Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company, challenging the status quo and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of innovative craft brews and non-alcoholic options, it's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
Squeak it.
Oh, I like this. You know, Lars, we could actually make a song out of that.
Do that one more time.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. Oh, yeah. So this is all songs.
Is this how we're starting the show?
I think so.
We're professionals.
That was the sound of adjusting a mic with a crazy squeak.
We need some WD-40.
I don't know. I like it. So I'm Bob Boylan. Lars Gottrich is with me. We are doing a sort of Vikings choicey thingy.
Yeah. Bob, I have a question for you before we launch into this song. Do you ever think about the ghost of the future that wasn't?
The ghost of the future, meaning of myself, no?
Of yourself or of the culture, of music?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many twists and turns that if they didn't happen, then nothing would be there that we take for granted. In fact, the other night I was at a recreation of the old 930 Club. And I'll let you tell me why you asked me that question in a minute.
Okay.
But 43 years ago, I stood on the stage of this club. Tiny Desk, you know, was my band, and they opened that club. And if it wasn't for that club, we wouldn't be here today.
No, probably not. No,
yeah, absolutely not. And so many things. And I love that. So what are you thinking when you ask me that question?
Well,
because I kind of would want to ask you the same question, but I'm really curious.
I mean, so the band that I want to play, called Dorotheo, they're from Guadalajara, Mexico. They make a music that can be loosely described as hauntological, which I'm not going to get way too deep into it.
So this is H-A-U-N-T, haunt.
Yes. And it comes from a French philosopher named Jacques Derrida, who basically argued that Marxism would haunt the Western society beyond the grave. In the 2000s, kind of music critics took on this idea of hauntology to describe what was happening with artists like Philip Jeck and Broadcast, who are basically taking these older sounds and filtering them through a decayed production and kind of imagining this retro-futuristic sound.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But where are we going with that? We're going to play something current that
That feels like the past, but feels like it could be the future, too.
Squeak that mic one more time.
Oh, we got a different tone on
that
one.
Yeah, I like that. So this is Dorotheo.
Yep, from Guadalajara. The track is Las Nubes.
Here we go.
Thank you.
I like that so much.
Good little groove, but it's kind of like a... It's haunted, like I said. It's a little haunted groove. There's a lot of cool synth work going on. And to my ears, there are little traces of chicha, which is like the Peruvian version of cumbia. So it's like a little twisted, a little tweaked.
In the beat?
And kind of like, because in chicha, the idea of chicha is that it's cumbia, but it's with like, it's electrified. Okay. And so like, kind of like strange instruments and like fuzzed out guitar and things like that. I don't know if that was their intention, but I could hear it. And some of the melodies certainly reminded me of some more Latin American style of vocals that I've heard. It's a really cool little record.
But then there's also Stereolab, right?
And it's kind of like, you know, like I was talking about the music critics ascribe this aesthetic in the mid 2000s to British bands, basically, like broadcast. And it's been cool to see that idea kind of like transform into other parts of the world. Uh-huh. And especially in America, like I think of, like you think of somebody like the producer, like Danger Mouse, like this is like his vibe,
yeah,
you know?
I can see that. Yeah. Awesome. So I'm going to play something that sort of swims between two countries. The Malian singer Fatoumata Diawara, and she worked on this new record with Damon Albarn from Gorillaz, from Blur. The album's called London Co. So the title represents sort of British capital London. And then for Fatoumata Diawara, it represents the capital of Mali, Bamako. So London Co.
Gotcha.
Right. So it's this melding of these two things. And you hear this in the sounds, because it's mixing electronics and also the beats and Malian sounds. I really love this. So I want to play the track called Dambe.
Cool. Can't wait to hear it.
Dambeko, ah, Dambeko, oh, oh.
Dambé.
I want like a nice little like tropical cocktail to go with that one.
I like the beat. You know, it could have been a straight drum beat, but the fact that it was electronics and stuff made me fall in love with it more. Mm-hmm. There's a nice contrast between the vocals and the beat.
Yeah, the beat has a nice little like elongated blip to it at the tail. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like you think it ends, but it just kind of trails off in a nice, satisfying way. Yeah.
Awesome. So that's Fatuma Diawara. She worked on that record with Damon Albarn. And the album is called London Co.
It sounds great. Nice little vibe. Good summery vibe.
Yeah. But what we're going to do next?
It's like the white hot summer. Dripping sweat from the amp stacks, maybe.
Okay, fair enough.
The band High Rise. They were a Japanese psychedelic rock band that started in the 80s and lasted throughout the 90s. And I think they officially ended by like 2001 or two or something like that. They don't have any new music out, but they have a reissue of their third album called Dispersion. And so I'll take any excuse to talk about High Rise because the guitarist, Munihiro Narita, is one of my favorite guitarists.
Wow.
Like of all time. He just has a very distinct tone and economy of language on his fretboard that I can immediately identify if somebody's playing me something. It's like, that's Munihiro. Wow. So here's this band. Okay, so Japanese psychedelic rock. I've been listening to Japanese psychedelic rock probably for 20 years or something, and it really got its footing like in the 70s and throughout the 80s, but had like a very cult following. And I feel like somewhere in the last 5 or 6 years, it's kind of like bubbled up enough to where you can have a nice deluxe reissue of a kind of an obscure band like this. So I'm happy to see like more notoriety for a band like High Rise. This was kind of like the album where the kind of formula was proto-punk of like the 70s. So think like the Nuggets box set. So like really fast and short garage rock songs.
Okay.
But filter through the lens of free jazz.
Oh.
With kind of like the chaos of it to kind of like just like amp it up just a little bit more. And the thing that kind of like puts it even more over the top is that the bassist, Asahito Nanjo, he's also the vocalist, he mixed all the original High-Rise records just so like everything was in the red so that it was bordering on noise, but you could still distinguish the instruments, which is kind of a really impossible feat, you know, to think about. It's like, if you're going to push everything in the red, that's all you're getting. But if you can still make out the riffs, you can still make out the bass line and the drums, I don't know how you do that.
So what are we going to hear?
So this is a song called Outside Gentiles Strap In. We're going to hear the motorcycle fuzz guitar of Munihiro Narita.
Fabulous.
check you, Bob.
We had it cranked, I'm just going to say. Oh, yeah. Very Jimi Hendrix, right?
Yeah.
For sure. And did you ever read anything about them as to whether, like, that was an influence for them? Do you know?
I mean, they must have, like, it had to have been there. But like I said earlier, they were interested in, like, a lot of the early 60s garage rock bands, particularly from America. But they were also interested in what was happening later in John Coltrane's career. And kind of like the sheets of sound idea of like just like how many different textures can we put on top of each other until like you basically can't stand it or you just give into it, you know? And so that's kind of the idea. This came out in like 1992. And so it's kind of like fun to think about nothing like this was coming out in 1992. This is not what was cool in 1992. But I'm so glad that High Rise and this album Dispersion is getting a nice issue from Black Editions, who has kind of taken on the mantle of pulling stuff out of the archives from Japanese psychedelic rock and free jazz and making sure everybody can hear it.
That'd be cool. I wonder if there's a collection, like a Nuggets collection, of psychedelic for Japanese psychedelic.
That's
music.
Basically the so High Rise was on a label called PSF, which is was a label based out of Tokyo, and they actually did basically have their own Nuggets. It was called Tokyo Flashback, which Black Editions reissued.
Fabulous.
So if you need an introduction to this scene, Tokyo Flashback is a great place to start.
Is that stuff on Bandcamp?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Cool.
We need a break and be right back. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Carvana. With thousands of options under $20,000, plus customizable financing terms and down payments as low as $0 down, it's easy to find a car that fits your lifestyle. Visit Carvana.com or download the app today. Terms and conditions may apply.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts. From your car radio to your smart speaker, NPR meets you where you are in a lot of different ways. Now we're in your pocket. Download the NPR app today.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, sitting in a studio with Lars Gotrich, and we're, well, we got really, really loud.
We got loud. I got to bring at least one loud thing every time we do a show.
I'm going to play something. It's acoustic guitar and vocals, but you wouldn't know that. And in fact, I'm going to let Angemily talk about that, who's the artist I'm going to play next. But we just announced a Tiny Desk contest winner. The winner is Little Moon,
right?
Which I'm thrilled, and they're going out on tour. And if you go to npr.org/tinydesk contest and look, they may be coming to your town. I really go see Little Moon if you can. But one of the things, and the reason I bring that up is one of the things I love about the contest is watching all these entries from these unknown, unsigned, no publicist bands. And one of the artists that back in 2015 that submitted to us that I remembered was Angemily, this artist who I'm going to play next. And I know there was one from 2018 that I really loved. Maybe there were others, but I don't see every entry.
You literally get 5,000.
Yeah, in fact, almost 6 this year. And so anyway, I just saw that there's an Angemily album coming out. and listened to it, and I was kind of thrilled about it. The song and the album that I'm going to do, it's called The King. That's the name of the album's name of the song I want to play. And Aunt Emily's going to tell us a little about the sounds we're going to hear on the song The King.
One cool thing about my new song The King is that every sound you hear besides the vocals was recorded on an acoustic guitar. So about halfway through this tune, you'll hear something that maybe sounds like an organ or a synth, and it's actually just an acoustic guitar that we outfitted with what is called a hammer jammer. A hammer jammer is a device that you can attach to the bridge of a guitar. There are six little plastic hammers that correspond to the six strings of a guitar, and you use your fingers to strike the hammers, which then strike the strings. It functions in the exact same way as the little hammers that you see striking the strings of a piano. It gives the guitar strings a harsher, percussive sound, and that's what we were going for. You'll also hear a drum sound in this song, and that's just the sound of the back of an acoustic guitar being struck with a closed fist. We had a lot of fun in the studio, and I hope you enjoy the tune. Thanks.
Belshazzar demanded, "What's this on the wall? On the wall, red-handed." So Daniel, he said the words as he read, as well as he could. And he understood. And the king don't lie. And the king don't hide. On high. And the king don't lie. What though? Your silence has been the marking of Cain. As the king don't hide, and the king don't lie. As the king don't hide, on high, and the king don't lie.
That really whipped up.
Yes, right. I just love that it's two things. It's an acoustic guitar and a voice. I'm actually glad to know that. The inventive nature of Njemli, that I've seen in those Tiny Desk contest entries and so forth, it's really fascinating, and just this is another level. So I love it.
I remember our colleague Jacob Gans posted about this song in like our, you know, our work Slack or whatever. And he asked me, he was like, is this a metal song? And I was like, yeah, sort of. It's got very much like a Guitar Hero top level kind of feel to it, you know, Dragon Force-y.
But then there's also like, you know, Philip Glass-y
yes.
kind of
yeah,
thing
yeah,
going
yeah.
on in the vocals and the way the harmonies and the repetitive nature of it. So that's Njemli. The King is the song and the album title, and the whole album comes out in September.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
And we are going where?
We're going to Berlin via France. This was another Bandcamp discovery. Laure Bouer, spelled L-A-U-R-E, and then last name B-O-E-R. Huh. She has an album coming out June 15th called Les Cités Engloutées, which translates as the Sunken Cities, basically. I didn't have any awareness that this person's been around for a bit, but she was new to me. And I was just, you know, I clicked play and was very struck by this song called La Peine. And I guess she usually traffics in that space between noise electronics and folk music. That's kind of like the area that she likes to inhabit. But the song that I came across was just kind of like, it felt like a lullaby, and it was very beautiful, but very sort of like in a hushed, uncertain way that sometimes lullabies can be, that, you know, they can be beautiful and creepy just depending on how you come to it, you know?
Right.
I reached out to her because it's sung in French. And I wanted to know more about the song. And she said, it's a very special one for me. And it came about very spontaneously after the birth of my daughter. Oh. She was a little baby and sleeping. And I took the guitar and started to sing this song. In French, bunny, la peine, is a tender word for kids. And she gave me a translation of the song. And it's just, yeah, it's very lullaby-like. Oh. But as you'll hear, it's very also haunting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Our haunty show. Here we go.
Yeah.
getting sleepy.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, very much so.
Warbware. I think the thing that I especially responded to in that song, the way she sings, the way she strums her guitar on this particular song remind me of Geneviève Castré, a brilliant cartoonist and musician who used to record under the name Old Pen. She was also the wife of Phil Elverum of Mount Airy, and she died of cancer in 2016. And I haven't been able to listen to Geneviève's music since she died. Mm. Her music, like, meant that much to me. So, like, hearing this very tender, haunted, again, there's that word, song just, like, brought me back to that space, because that's very much like the space that Geneviève occupied for me. She could be abrasive and terrifying and sublime, but she could also bring it way down and kind of, like, take you to her level. Mm. And so one of these days I will listen to Geneviève's music again, but for now, Laure Bouer, that's going to fill that void for a little bit.
It's beautiful. Thank you for that. La Pen's the name of the song. Yeah. Bunny, little bunny.
From the album Les Cités Engloutées.
Awesome. So we're going to go out on a group. I don't know if you know this group. They're called Sole, spelled S-O-L-E. They're a Swedish group. And I thought, I heard it. Never heard of them. I was 1 minute into the first cut, and I thought, this might be good. Ooh, Lars might like this. And then as the song built, it has this very, I was going to say, intense ending, but then again, we played High Rise earlier, so yeah, so it's all relative.
Not quite the same, right? Yeah.
But from where it starts to where it ends is a beautiful journey to this song that I'm going to play from Sole. The song is called Nous, another French word,
which means we.
And it features an artist known as Chamon.
And we should say that it's not we like in, as in yes, it's we as in W-E.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
My French high school teacher would like me to note that.
And the title of the album, Vår Liv, means Our Lives in Swedish. So
lots of languages on
this
episode.
Yes, we really did.
I love when we travel the world on this show.
Yeah, I wish I could. Was wise enough and traveled enough to be able to pronounce this stuff properly, but I know
we do our best, Bob.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you, because I struggle with it. Yeah, yes, we do. But here's the music, and this was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bob.
We do this at the top of each month. We try and find some stuff just outside the box, Lars, and you inspire me to do that. So thank you.
Awesome.
Take care. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Thank you. Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Every weekday, NPR's best political reporters come to you on the NPR Politics Podcast to explain the big news coming out of Washington, the campaign trail, and beyond. We don't just want to tell you what happened, we tell you why it matters. Join the NPR Politics Podcast every single afternoon to understand the world through political eyes.
Numbers that explain the economy. We love them at The Indicator from Planet Money. And on Fridays, we discuss indicators in the news, like job numbers, spending, the cost of food, sometimes all three.
So my indicator is about why you might need to bring home more bacon to afford your eggs.
Ba-doom.
I'll be here all week.
Wrap up your week and listen to The Indicator podcast from NPR.